我想开头的时候，请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些圣经。
May we begin by reading some of the Word of God?
请弟兄姊妹打开加拉太书第五章。
Please turn with me to Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
我们先读十六节。
And we'll read verse 16.
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
二十五节
Verse 25.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
在这两节圣经里面啊，有一句话，请弟兄姊妹们稍微注意一下。
In these two verses, there is a phrase that I'd like you to pay attention to.
在英文里面呢，他说是 walk in the spirit， 或者是有的英文翻成 live by the spirit 啊。那么呢，我们中文呢，我把它翻成就是随灵而行啊。所以，请弟兄姊妹注意这几个字，随灵而行。
So these two phrases are walk in the Spirit and live in the Spirit that I'd like you to pay attention to.
我们再请弟兄姊妹看罗马书。
Next, please turn to Romans.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第九节和第十节。
Verses 9 and 10.
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。基督若在你们心里，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。
But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. Now if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness.
第十二章
verse 12 chapter 12, sorry.
罗马书十二章第一第二节
Romans 12 verses 1 and 2.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is.That which is good and acceptable and perfect.
我们都知道，当我们相信耶稣基督的那个时候
，We all know that from that moment that we have believed in the Lord Jesus,
我们就从主得着了一个新生命。
We have gained a new life from the Lord.
当这个新生命一进到我们的里面
，And when that new life enters into us,
它有一个现象出现，就是我们的灵活过来了。
There is something happens and that the spirit becomes alive.
圣经称这个灵为心灵。
And this, the Bible, speaks of this spirit as a new spirit.
当这个灵一活过来的时候
,And when this spirit becomes alive,
我们立刻就感觉到有神。
Immediately, we recognize that there is a God.
并且我们可以跟神之间有交通。
And that we can have communication with God.
我想这是我们在信主之前和信主之后的一个区别。
And this is a difference between when we first believed in the Lord and when we did not believe in the Lord yet.
我想在我们没信主之前
Prior to us believing in the Lord,
人告诉我们说有神。
people may have preached to us that there is a God.
耶稣基督是神的儿子。
That Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
并且他成功救赎，能够用血洗净我们的罪。
And that he has given us the salvation and has washed our sins with his blood.
我们是一点都不能相信的。
And we could not accept this.
我们觉得这是迷信。
And we feel that it's just superstition.
并且我们也说这个世界哪有神呢？
And we will also say that how can there be a God in this world?
因为圣经告诉我们在人类堕落之后啊。
The Bible tells us that after the fall of mankind.
因为人的灵死了。
Because the spirit of man died.
所以呢你不会感觉到有神的。
You will not have this recognition that there is a God.
你更不可能跟神之间有任何的来往的。
And you, it is impossible for us to communicate with God.
而在你信神的那一个信主的那个时刻
，But at that moment that we believed in the Lord,
这个新生命一进来
，This new life has entered into us.
我们里面的灵就活过来
，Our spirit is now alive.
我想对于在座所有蒙恩得救的基督徒来讲
，For all of us sitting here who have believed in the Lord,
我们说有神
，We say that there is a God.
这个是我们所有人都能够印证。
And this is something that we can all testify of.
并且我们说我们可以跟神之间有交通。
And then we can say that we can have communication with God.
这也是我们所有基督徒的经历。
And this is also an experience that all believers have.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
当我们一得救之后
Immediately after we are saved,
我们里面的灵就重新活过来了。
Inside our spirit has become alive.
而我们从那个时刻开始起
And from that moment on,
我们的生活就应当随灵而行。
Our life should be lived out according to the Spirit.
那么这个生活呢，才被称作是属灵的生活。
And this life is what we call a spiritual life.
啊，只有当我们随灵而行的时候
，And only when we walk and live by the Spirit,
我们才能够脱离过去那个老旧生活的方式。
Can we put down the old way of living.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们里面的灵已经活过来了。
And if we know that we are our spirit has already been resurrected.
但是使徒们告诉我们说呢，你光知道灵活过来是还不够的。
But the apostles tell us that only recognizing that our spirit is alive is not enough.
我们需要随灵而行。
We need to live and walk in the spirit.
啊，如果我们不能随灵而行
，If we cannot walk in the spirit.
可能我们基督徒生活呢，还是过的一种旧的生活。
Then perhaps our daily living is but of the old nature.
所以我们要感谢我们的主。
So we thank our God.
他救赎了我们。
He has saved us.
啊，今天我们所有蒙恩得救的圣徒。
That today all of the believers.
我们不仅有拥有新的生命。
We not only have a new life.
我们的灵已经活过来了。
But our spirit has been resurrected.
所以从此之后，每一样事物都根据于这个活过来的灵。
So from that moment on, everything needs to be dictated by the reviving of that spirit.
那么圣灵呢，也住在这个新的灵里面。
And the Spirit, the Holy Spirit also lives in that Spirit.
也在这个灵的里面引导我们。
And He leads us according within that Spirit.
这就是基督徒正常的生活。
And this is what we call a normal Christian life.
我们知道在基督徒的生活里面。
We know that in our Christian life.
啊，侍奉跟生活，这是我们所有重要的的生活。
There are two important aspects, which is service and our daily life.
我们都知道我们需要侍奉神。
We all know that we need to serve God.
我们应当为主而活。
And we also need to live for God.
那么你怎么侍奉主呢？
Well, how can we serve God?
你怎么样的为主而活呢？
How can we live for God?
弟兄姊妹，就需要怎么样？需要随灵而行。
Brothers and sisters, we need to live and walk in the Spirit.
啊，我想我先交通一下，怎样在侍奉上随灵而行。
I'll first talk about how we can walk in the Spirit in service.
使徒保罗在罗马书第一章第九节告诉我们。
And the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 1 verse 9, he tells us.
中文是这样说的，保罗说，我用心灵所侍奉的神，原文的意思就是我用灵所侍奉的神。
And the original language, it uses a new spirit. So here it says, I serve in my spirit.
因为在侍奉主的事上,
in serving God,
我们只有在灵里我们才得到真正的自由。
In the spirit can we have true freedom.
你只有在灵里能享受丰富。
And in the spirit can we experience abundance.
并且你在灵里能够享受真正的安息。
And in the spirit can we experience true peace.
我想我举一个我自己实际的经历啊，和弟兄姊妹们来说明一下。
I'll give you an experience of mine.
这次我们在台湾呢，有这个第十八届的侍奉特会。
I was just in Taiwan for a service conference.
在我的信息的里面,
as I was delivering my message,
我曾经讲到,
I spoke of,
我说呢, 我们的神呢, 没有任何的意思在地上要创立一个宗教。
That God did not have the intention of forming a religion in this world.
我们也知道这个宗教呢是仇敌手中的厉害的工具。
And we know that religion is a great weapon that the enemy has.
在头一个世纪,
in the first century,
我们晓得使徒们所遇见最厉害的仇敌就是犹太教。
That all of the Christians faced one very difficult situation, and that was religion.
当神把那个活的侍奉给以色列百姓,
and he has given nation of Israel this religion.
结果呢，这个侍奉呢变成了犹太教，变成个宗教。
And so this service became a religion to the nation of Israel.
结果呢，他反而成为神旨意上最大的拦阻。
And it became one of the hindrances in God's work.
我们知道斯提凡是死在犹太教的手里。
We know that Stephen died at the hands of the religious Judaism.
彼得跟保罗几乎都在犹太教的势力底下遇见重大的失败。
And Peter and Paul were also persecuted under this religious Judaism.
我们知道那个特会啊，最后的一天就礼拜二早上呢，是一个这个问题解答的时间。
And so at the very end of this conference that I attended in Taiwan, it was the very last session was a Q&A session.
因为在我的信息里面讲到这些。
Because I mentioned these things in my message.
所以礼拜一的晚上呢，我就收到了很多问题。
So I received on Monday night lots of questions.
那么几乎所有的问，大部分的问题都集中在，就是说，请你再解释什么是宗教。
And a lot of the questions state to me was asking, can you describe what religion is?
那么这个宗教到底对教会有什么样的一个影响？
And what kind of an impact does religion have to the church?
你知道我收到这个问题的时候，大概是晚上十点钟左右，因为散会之后嘛，礼拜一晚上散会十点钟左右。
And it was about 10 p.m. when I received these questions.
然后呢，有一些中国大陆来的弟兄们呢，找我有交通啊，有事情交通。
And there were some brothers from China who asked me to have fellowship with them.
所以等我呢，回到我的房间睡觉的时候，差不多快十一点了。
So by the time I got to my room, it was already 11 p.m.
我打开这个问题啊。
And I open up these questions.
哎呀，我想，我真是惹来了一个大麻烦。
And now I have this big problem before me.
啊，这个要把这个宗教讲清楚，这不简单啊。
For me to describe and explain what religion is, this is a great task.
虽然我们好像，都有点知道，对不对？
Even though we all sort of have an idea of what it is.
但是呢，用话把它讲清楚，这个不容易啊。
But to use words to describe this, it is not easy.
啊，那么后来两天我碰见一位侍奉主的多年的一位弟兄。
And after a couple of days, I met this brother who had been serving the Lord for many years.
他也说，他说我们都知道好像什么是宗教，但是要讲清楚不容易。他说我们也讲不清楚。
He also said that we all know what it is, but to to verbalize it and describe it, it is a great task.
你知道那个时候已经快11点了。
And that was already at 11 p.m.
那么第二天早晨6点钟我们就要起床要守晨更的。
And at 6 a.m. we were to rise awake to have morning devotion.
哎呀，所以我里面立刻有一个意念起来。
And immediately I had this thought.
我想今天晚上恐怕我不需要睡觉了。
That tonight I will not be able to sleep.
我恐怕躺在床上整晚上要想什么是宗教。
You know, probably have to lay in bed to think of what religion really is.
啊，要把这个讲清楚啊，可不是一件简单事，非常复杂的。
For me to explain this, it's a very complicated thing.
所以我里面开始紧张起来了。
So I started to become anxious.
啊，因为呢，那一千多的弟兄姊妹啊。
Because there are about 1,000 who are attending this conference.
里面有很多老练的弟兄姊妹在的。
There are many brothers and sisters who are very experienced.
很多多年侍奉主的人在的。
Many who have served the Lord for many years.
你上讲台你不能随便乱讲的。
When you stand at the podium, you can't just make something up.
他们可是有丰富的经验的。
They have an abundant experience.
所以这个给我造成了一个压力。
And so that was a lot of pressure on me.
啊，我想今天晚上，我不知道要怎么度过这个晚上。
And I thought, how am I going to get through this evening?
但是你知道吗？就在我这个感觉有压力、觉得有紧张的一个时刻。
And at that moment when I felt this pressure and this anxiety,
感谢主，圣灵在我的灵里面呢。这么点了一下
And thank God that the Holy Spirit in my spirit touched me.
然后他给我一个非常简单的一个答案
And he gave me a very simple response.
哇，你知道这个答案一进来啊，我所有的重担都没了
And when this response came into me, all of my burdens left me.
所以你知道那天晚上我睡得非常的好
So that night I slept very well.
啊，我连晚上做了梦都没做一个
And I didn't even dream.
啊，整个人觉得非常的安息
And I felt completely at peace.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
你知道吗？有时候圣灵在人的灵里面做工作，这一刹那之间呢，所进来的一个东西啊。之快速啊，之简单的，之确定啊，哇，真的是你用头脑啊，你要花了几天几夜，你也想不出来的东西。
That when the Spirit touches us in a way that is so quick and so fast that it gives us a peace that we can't imagine.
我真是满心感谢我的主。
And I was very thankful to the Lord.
所以你知道那天我得到什么答案吗？
So what kind of an answer did I get from the Holy Spirit?
去聚过会的人听过了。
Those who are at the conference already know the answer.
不过只有两三个人听过。我今天早上再交通给弟兄姊妹。
There are only a couple of you who attended, so this morning I'll share that with you.
因为我们晓得，在宗教上，我们最注重的是一个敬拜。
So in religion, the one thing that we pay attention to is worship.
各宗各教都有敬拜。
In all different religions, there's worship.
所以圣灵提醒我约翰福音第四章。
So the Spirit reminded me of John chapter 4.
主对这个撒玛利亚的妇人的那段的讲话。
That the Lord spoke to the Samaritan woman.
非常重要。
This phrase was very important.
主对那些对撒玛利亚妇人讲。
And what Jesus said to the Samaritan woman.
啊，你们说你们的敬拜应该在山上啊。
He said that your worship should be in the mountains.
那么犹太人的敬拜呢，在耶路撒冷。
And the Jewish people worship in Jerusalem.
主说都不是。
And the Lord Jesus said, none of this is correct.
主说呢，真正拜神的。
But Jesus said, those who truly worship God,
乃是在灵和真实的里面敬拜。
Worship in spirit and in truth.
啊。这句话一进来啊，我里面所有的问题都得到解答。
And when this word came into my heart, all of the questions were gone.
这就告诉我们说呢
，This speaks of
今天呢，我们敬拜神必须在圣灵中啊，我们的圣灵是借着我们里面的新的生命引导我们的。
that speaks of the fact that the Holy Spirit today speaks through our new spirit to work.
那个真实呢，就是一个实际。什么是实际呢？只有基督是实际。
And what is the reality? And Christ is the reality.
啊，所以呢，今天呢，在圣灵中，在生命中，在基督里，在真实里敬拜，那个就是真正的敬拜。
So those who worship in spirit and in truth, that is true worship.
凡是不在圣灵里。
If it is not in the Spirit,
不在生命里,
not in life,
不在基督里,
if it is not in Christ,
就是不在真实里,
then it is not real.
这全部都是宗教,
then this is all religion.
那你看这个答案简单吗?
And this is a simple response.
所以今天我就讲，我说我们不能说别人是宗教。今天呢，假使你我在主面前的敬拜，不在圣灵里，不在生命里，不在基督里，不在真实里，是什么？宗教。
So today we can't look at others and criticize others and say that they are worshiping out of religion, when today, if we do not worship in spirit and in truth and in Christ, then our worship is not real. It is religion.
我举例说明啊。
So I'll give another example.
啊，为什么犹太人后来的敬拜变成犹太教了呢？
Why did the Jewish worship become a Jewish religion.
我们知道在旧约时代中神把会幕给他们。
And in the Old Testament time, God gave the Jewish people the tabernacle.
这个会幕是神的家。
And this tabernacle is the house of God.
啊，神的居所。
It is the dwelling place for God.
我们晓得那个最重要的意义在哪里呢？
And what is the most important point of this?
啊，最重要的意义呢，就在至圣所的里面。
And the most important thing about this is the Holy of Holies.
我说有两件事情。
There are two things.
决定他们是真正的是一种敬拜还是一个宗教。
And there are two things that will discern whether they are, it is true life or true religion.
啊。一个就是神的圣言，活泼的圣言 ，living word。
One is the living word of God。
第二个就是神的同在。
And the second one is the presence of God。
我们都知道，在会幕那里有祭坛，有杀牛宰羊，有献祭，对不对
？We all know that there's the altar and the sacrifices。
那里呢也有洗濯盆啊。
And there's also the laver of bronze。
啊，那么有各样的洁净。的礼仪
and all sorts of ceremonial aspects.
然后呢，我们进到了这个圣所里面。
And then we enter into the Holy of Holies.
啊，那里
the holy place.
啊，那里有烧香。
There's the altar of incense.
点灯。
There's the golden lampstand.
摆陈设饼。
And the table of showbread.
啊，那么弟兄姊妹们，这一切所有的一些事物，一切的仪式。
All of these things.
那么如果有神的活泼的话，
If there is the living word of God,
有神的同在，
If there is the presence of God,
这就是神的家，
Then this is the house of God.
这就是一个真实的敬拜，
This is a true worship.
我们都知道，在古时大祭司啊，进到至圣所的里面。
We know that in the old time when the high priest comes into the holy place,
他带着一个胸牌。
Into the Holy of Holies, he has a breastplate.
啊，这个胸牌里面呢，还有两个特别东西，叫做乌灵和土明，是吧？
And on the breastplate, there are two objects called the Urim and the Thummim.
我们知道这两个东西很重要。
And these two things are very important.
按照犹太人的传统的话呢
，According to religious Jewish custom,
这个胸牌上面会发光的。
This breastplate will reflect light.
啊，神就借着这些呢，好像这是他们传统说法，就拼出一些字母啊，拼出一些字来了，那么就跟大祭司说话了。
And according to Jewish tradition, this breastplate will light up with words.
那么以色列百姓就根据这些话活在神的跟前。
And the Israelites will live according to the words that are the living word that is broadcast.
我们晓得今天呢，这个意思就是神的启示的话语。
And today, this is the revelation.
还有呢，就神的同在。
And this represents the presence of God.
据犹太人的传统说呢，在这一个基路伯的和这个施恩宝座的中间啊。
And according to a Jewish custom, between the cherubim and the mercy seat,
啊，这个中间呢，有一个地方会发光的。
In the middle, there is this space that reflects light.
啊，这个发光地方啊，犹太人称它为 Shekinah, 是吧 ？Shekinah.
And that place where it's glowing, they call it. The Jewish people refer that as the Shekinah.
Shekinah, 啊 ，Shekinah. 那么就是这个地方是神的荣耀。
And that is.Represents the glory of God.
所以那个荣耀就代表神的同在。
And that glory represents the presence of God.
所以现在我们可以很简单的知道。
And now we can simply understand.
在会幕的里面。
That in the tabernacle.
只要有神活泼的话。
As long as there is the living word of God.
只要有神的同在。
As long as there is the presence of God.
那么外面所做这一切都具备有意义。
Then all of these other things, will have value. Will have meaning.
什么时候神不再说话
Whenever living word of God is not present.
神的同在也失去了
And the presence of God is not present.
如果你在外面你照样的是在那里杀牛宰羊
No matter how much we sacrifice.
你照样在那里做各样洗濯的这些工作
And how...It doesn't matter how much of the ceremonial aspects we go through.
你照样在圣所里面点灯、烧香、摆陈设饼。
Doesn't matter how many candles we light up and how many incense we burn.
我们知道那个真正的意义就失去了。
We know that the true meaning is gone.
那个东西就变成什么呢？变成宗教。
And what the result is? It is religion.
犹太教是这么来的。
And the Jewish Judaism.Began in this form.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
这是一个重要的提醒
This is a very important reminder.
哇，感谢主啊
We thank the Lord.
这个就是我那天晚上在这个一刹那之间呢，这个里面发亮了，我就明白了
It was that evening when the Holy Spirit enlightened me. Now I understood.
所以第二天早晨。
So the next morning,
我就用了几分钟的时间啊，我就把这个宗教讲清楚了。
And I used just a few minutes to describe what religion is.
哇，好多弟兄姊妹跟我讲，哎呦，感谢主啊
！So a lot of brothers and sisters said, "Well, thank the Lord."
我们从前呢，怎么都搞不清楚的。
In the past, we didn't have a clear understanding.
我们好像知道一些，但是我们讲不清楚的。
We have some knowledge of it, but we can't describe it.
原来圣经里面有这么简单的答案。
And the Bible has such a simple response to this.
那么弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
你知道侍奉主啊
You know that when we serve God,
这个随灵而行
that walking in the Spirit,
是多么宝贵的一件事情
It is such a precious thing.
啊，所以我用这次我在台湾的一点经历
So,
那么向弟兄姊妹们来证实一件事情
So with this small experience that I had in Taiwan, I just want to testify that.
基督徒，你只要跟随里面的灵。
That as long as a Christian follows the leading of the Spirit,
就不需要害怕。
We don't need to fear.
我完了之后呢，又有弟兄们讲，哇，孙弟兄你真聪明啊！我说错了，我一点都不聪明。
There was a brother and some brothers and sisters said, brother, son, you're very smart. And I said, no, that is not true.
哎呀，我说这主的大怜悯。
I said, this is the great mercy of God.
不然那天我真的不知道怎么办，我过不去了呀。
Otherwise, that evening, I wouldn't have made it through the night.
那么第二天早晨，大家都聚在那听你的答案。
Everyone sitting there waiting for your response.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord
这不是我的答案
that this was not my response.
这是主的答案
This is God's answer.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们在侍奉的事上
Regarding service,
必须学会随灵而行
We need to learn to walk in the Spirit.
我们都以为保罗很聪明对不对
We all feel like Paul is very smart.
保罗是一个 年轻人是一个充满智慧、充满知识的一个人。
As a young man, Paul was someone who was full of wisdom.
但是保罗告诉我们
But Paul told us.
他说我侍奉神是用我的灵侍奉神。
I serve my God in my spirit.
他从来没有讲说我用我的智慧、用我的才干、用我的经验服侍神。
He never once said that I serve God using my intellect and experience in my own strength.
所以这是所有弟兄姊妹们都可以有的经历。
So this is an experience that every brother and sister can have.
今天我们只有回到灵的里面。
We need to return back to the Spirit.
我们才能把真实的侍奉献给神。
Then we can offer our true service to God.
否则
Otherwise,
我们讲的道理是很好的。
The things that we preach are pretty good.
可能我们的实行还是一个宗教行为。
But maybe our actions are but religious acts.
所以这是一个非常重要的一个提醒。
So this is a very important reminder to us.
感谢主。
We thank God.
主让我这次又一次经历神的灵在我里面。
God still allowed me even in that moment to experience the working of His Holy Spirit.
因为按照我个人的习惯
Because according to my own habits,
我如果要思考一个问题的话呢，我都需要花很长的时间来思考。
For me to contemplate a question or answer a question, it takes me a long time to think about it.
我们晓得今天世界上有很多说人家有所谓这种机智的游戏就是考验你的反应的。
We know that today there are a lot of games which test our reaction.
我从来都不玩这些游戏。
I don't play these games.
我也最怕玩这种游戏。
And I fear playing these games.
因为我知道我的反应是很迟钝的。
Because I know that my reaction is very slow.
所以人家有那个游戏，我就赶快跑掉。
If people play those games, then I turn the other way.
但是有的时候在侍奉上，比如说像这种情况，遇见了这么一个紧急的情况的时候
，But when in the moment when I'm faced with such a great issue，
我知道我的天然的生命我是反应来不及的。
And where there's a critical time limit， I know that my response cannot match the time that is given。But thank God，
你只要活在灵里。
When we live in the Spirit,
圣灵的反应是比我们天然生命的智慧的反应来得更快。
The reaction of the Spirit is faster than our natural reaction.
你们有没有读过这个以西结书
？Have you ever read Ezekiel?
以西结书里面记载着哈，他在异象中看见的那个活物那个 living creatures， 他说他的行动像闪电。
That when Ezekiel talks about the visions of the four living creatures, that its motions are like flashes of lightning.
那说明什么呢
？What does this speak?
说明如果你活在灵里面
，That if we live in the spirit，
这个生命的反应像闪电一样快。
That the reaction of life is lightning fast.
主的确那天让我经历这个。
And for sure, the Lord allowed me to experience this that day.
所以呢，哇。正要上床睡觉呢
As I was getting into bed,
正准备着今天晚上要整个晚上来奋战
And I was preparing myself to battle this question all night long.
我要好好的来整理一下什么叫做这个宗教
And I need to spend a lot of time organizing my thoughts on what religion is.
总说你不用想了，不用想了，简单
God spoke to me and said, "You don't need to think. I have a simple resolution."
所以呢。感谢主。
So I thank God.
虽然侍奉的情形有的时候会碰见这种紧张的局面，对不对
？Even though sometimes in service we encounter these critical moments.
我刚刚讲，你只要随从灵
，as long as we live in the Spirit，
你就有自由
，then we have freedom，
你就有丰富
，we have abundance，
你就有深处的安息
，and we have。This unspeakable peace.
哎呀，那天晚上睡得真是好啊。
And that evening I slept very well.
所以到了早晨我是很欢喜的。
So that morning I woke up with joy.
我一点的紧张都没有。
And I was not anxious.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天主已经使我们里面的灵活过来了。
The Lord allowed our spirit to be resurrected today.
我们如果会随从圣灵,
if we can live according to the Spirit,
或者随灵而行,
or walk in the Spirit,
你在侍奉上你就不必要担忧什么事情。
Then in service, we don't need to fear and worry.
我们很多时候我们的侍奉没有安息。
A lot of times in service, we have no peace.
因为我们把很多事都抓在自己手里。
Because we carry these in our own hands.
我们凭我们自己的思想。
We work according to our own thoughts, according to our own experiences,
凭我们自己的才干,
according to our abilities,
结果我们服侍得很辛苦,
and we serve with much strife.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
这是我们蒙恩得救之后啊,
after we are born again,
我们当学的一个功课,
this is a lesson we must learn.
所以在未来的年日中弟兄姊妹进入侍奉的时候,
from this day on, as we consider service,
你不需要这个紧张,
we don't need to be anxious.
不过有时候侍奉主不紧张也不行啊。
Sometimes when we serve the Lord, if we're not anxious, it's not good.
所以我常常在主面祷告，说主啊，紧张是无可避免，但是不要压力。
I said, Lord, being nervous and anxious is okay, but don't let me have stress.
所以有一次我跟个年长弟兄讲的，哎呀，压力好大。
So once I told an older brother, there's so much pressure.
他说感谢主，压力产生能力。
And he said, thank the Lord that stress can become strength.
是按照我们的侍奉上来讲，我们是无可避免这些东西，对不对？
It's true that in our service we cannot neglect these.
但是你要学会随灵而行。
But we need to learn to live and walk in the Spirit.
至少主会解决你很多的问题。
And the Lord will solve all of our problems.
也叫你个人在侍奉中间呢，还能享受安息。
And allow us to enjoy peace.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我想今天早晨我把我自己个人一点经历啊经验东西告诉大家，这是真的。
And what I've told you and what I have experienced, this is something that is real.
啊，我希望弟兄姊妹们，我们不把它当作道理来听。
I hope that we will not take this as just preaching.
你真的要学会跟从你里面那个复活的灵。
But we need to learn to follow that resurrected spirit within us.
那么不仅呢，我们在侍奉上需要随灵而行。
That not only in our service do we need to walk in the spirit.
我们在生活上更需要随灵而行。
But in our daily life, we need to even more so walk in the spirit.
我想我们基督徒呢，我们常常有一年，我们想追求呢，能做一个正常的人。
And for Christians, we all want to pursue being a normal person.
我们希望能把我们的生活呢，把它弄得正常。
And we want to make our life a normal life.
那这是很重要的一件事。
And this is a very important thing.
如果今天我们是一个正常的人
，Today if we are a normal person,
我们也有正常的生活
，We have a normal life.
那么将来主回来的时候，你就可以坦然见主了。
Then when the Lord returns, then we can confidently come before our
God. 这是多么重要的事情呢？
This is an important thing.
但是我们晓得,
but we need to recognize,
从人类堕落之后,
that from the fall of mankind,
整个万有和人类都不正常。
All of creation and all of man has become an abnormal situation.
尤其今天到了这个世代的里面,
especially now that we've come to this generation.
你能感觉到人越来越不正常。
We realize that man has become more and more abnormal.
这种败坏不正常的事情越来越多。
These abnormal, defiled situations that we see more frequently.
那么今天我们生活在这么一个不正常的环境的里面。
And today we live in an abnormal situation.
啊，很多时候我们也会受到影响。
And many times we are influenced by this.
我们知道这个影响是很厉害的。
And we know that the influences can be quite severe.
你看近代人的这个思想观念的转变很快的。
That it enters our thought and our understanding very rapidly.
啊，过去呢，我们以为说这些东西是不可提的、不可讲的事情。
In the past, maybe these are things that we don't even speak of.
哎，现在给大家这么公开讲讲讲讲讲讲，好像呢，我们的思想变得慢慢也能接受了，你可怕吗
？But then society has opened it up where people are allowed to talk about these things. Then it enters our mind and we start talking about these things.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道，我们生活在这个人类的末后的一个时代里面。
We have to know that we are living in the end times.
圣经告诉我们说呢，到了末后的时代呢，这个地上的光景要起了大变动，是什么意思呢？就是越来越不正常了。
And the Bible tells us that in the end times things will change greatly, and this great change is towards an abnormal condition.
今天我们大多数时候，我们的眼睛只注重在外面天气不正常了，这个生活的环境不正常，对吧？
Sometimes we just pay attention to the outward, the climate is changing, is abnormal, or the situations that we can see is abnormal.
更可怕的是人不正常了。
More frightening is that man has become abnormal.
今天这种世界的灵、世界的思想东西，逐渐地开始进到教会里面。
And the spirit of the world and the thoughts of the world have entered the church.
结果教会也不正常。
And now the church is abnormal.
我们晓得头一个世纪就有这样的光景。
We know that in the first century there's this sort of a situation.
使徒们一直在防范一个东西。
And the saints during that time were constantly fighting against this.
他们不容许这个世界的这种的思想、这种的做法进到教会里面。
They were defending the things of the world from entering into the church.
有的教会光景还不错。
Some of the church conditions were
pretty
good. 他们
挡住了。
They were able to defend.
有的呢就不行。
Some could not withstand this.
这些东西进来，世界的智慧、世界的这些做法、思想进来了。
That they allowed the wisdom of the world, the ways of the world to enter in.
结果教会里面产生很多的混乱。
And it created chaos in the church.
教会也变成不正常。
And the church became an abnormal church.
所以今天我们要追求一个正常的生活非常重要。
So today for us to pursue a normal life, this is very important.
我们要做个正常人非常重要。
It is important for us to pursue a normal life.
那你怎么样能够做个正常人呢？
How can we be a normal person?
啊，这个很多时候我们看见教会里面就有很多的规条出来了。
Regulation. In the church, there are lots of regulations and requirements.
很多的教训 teaching 出来。
There's a lot of teachings.
我们晓得这些教训、这些 teaching 有的是好的，但做不到。
Some of these teachings and regulations are good, but they cannot be achieved.
比方说，基督徒要谦卑。
For example, Christians need to be humble.
就像保罗讲的一样。
Just like what Paul speaks.
你越想谦卑，结果越骄傲，变得。
The more humble you try to become, the more proud you get.
你做不到。
You cannot achieve this.
我们是靠这一些规条来约束我们的生活，能够做一个正常人吗？
We use these regulations to try to guide our lives to a normal lifestyle. Can we achieve this?
根本不可能，对不对？
We cannot.
所以我们晓得。主耶稣道成肉身来到地上。
So when the Lord Jesus came into this world in the flesh,
我们说这是全世界人类中间的唯一的正常人。
In all of history, this is the most normal man.
那么他把一个正常人的光景表现出来。
And he displayed a normal man's
appearance. 然后他成全救恩。
And then he achieved salvation.
他也把我们这些不正常的人变成正常人。
And he brought us abnormal people into a normal condition.
这是主的救恩里面一个非常伟大的工作。
And this is a great work in salvation.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers
and sisters. 那么圣经定规什么样的人是正常人呢？
What does the Bible say a normal man is?
我们都晓得我们人呢是有灵魂体三个部分。
We all know that this man is made of spirit, soul, and body.
好，当我们的灵能够控制我们的魂。
When the spirit can control the soul.
那么我们的魂呢可以支配我们的身体。
And when the soul can control our body.
这就是正常人。
Then it is a normal man.
我们晓得在这个中间最困难的一个点就是我们人的魂呢。
And the most complicated part of these three is the soul.
啊，这个魂这个部分呢有很多不同说法，有的叫己，有的叫老我，叫老亚当，很多说法。
And in this soul, many will say that it is the old self, the old Adam, and it is the self.
啊，那么这个东西是一个麻烦的东西。
And this is a very complicated.
那我们魂里面呢有我们的思想，有我们的情感，有我们的意志。
And within that soul is our desires, our thoughts, and our emotions.
所以因此在我们生活中常常是我想，我喜欢，我决定，就都来了。
So
对不对？
In our lives, that soul stirs up the I want, I think.
哇，复杂的不得了。
And it becomes very complicated.
我们晓得今天人类整个的生活的不正常，这个是一个主要的原因。
And the abnormal condition of mankind is created by the soul.
因为我们的魂不再受我们灵的支配了。
Because our soul is not controlled by the spirit.
而我们的魂呢，老是为我们的身体的欲望来效力。
And the soul is dictated by the desires of the body.
好，所以你就看见这个整个社会，整个人类都不正常。
So you can see that all of mankind is abnormal.
虽然我们是基督徒，
even though we are Christians,
如果我们也活在这个房清新的里面，我们也是一个不正常的基督徒，我们弄的教会也不正常。
Even if we are Christians, but we live in this sort of a condition, then we are abnormal, and we bring an abnormal condition into the church.
所以我们蒙恩得救之后啊，
so after we are born again and saved,
我们不是光有一点教会的活动来聚会、来敬拜、来唱诗歌、赞美部，弟兄姊妹们，这些是需要的。
It's not just about participating in some church activities, some songs, and some worship.
更重要是什么呢？
More importantly,
我们要追求做一个正常的人。
We need to pursue after being a normal man.
这个才是我们的追求。
Then this should be our pursuit.
并且我们很多难处是什么呢？有很大难处。
And we also have a great difficulty.
就像主耶稣讲的，老看人家眼中有刺，不晓得自己眼中有梁木。
That our problem is that we always look at others.The speck in our brothers, but then we don't see the plank in ourselves.
我们整天就看这个也不正常，那个也不正常，那个不正常，好像我最正常。
And we look at others like that person's not normal, that person's not normal, but I am most normal.
是不是啊？我们败坏得很呢。
We are pretty corrupt.
你要看见你最不正常。
We need to see that we are the most abnormal.
你如果能有这个意念、这个思想，你就蒙拯救了，你知道吧？
If you have this view, then you can gain salvation.
所以为什么我们要属灵的追求啊？
So why do we need to have spiritual pursuit?
为什么要读圣经啊？
Why do we need to read the Bible? Why do we need to pray?
为什么要服侍、要聚会啊？
Why do we need to serve and come to church?
就是追求正常。
We want to pursue a normal life.
啊。所以你越来越正常了，就证明了，哎，你最近这个聚会生活不错。
The more normal you are, the more normal your church life is.
你属灵的生活不错。
Then your spiritual life will be pretty good.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
那么我们要追求做一个正常的人。
We need to pursue after being a normal man.
啊，我们要有正常的生活。
We need to have a normal life.
对我们来讲是困难的事情。
This is a very difficult thing for us to achieve.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
如果您学会随灵而行。
If we have learned to walk in the Spirit,
那么你就很容易过正常生活。
Then very easily we can live a normal life.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
在头一个世纪啊
in the first century,
我们举个例子来说。
I'll give an example.
弟兄姊妹都很熟悉哥林多前书、哥林多后书，对不对？
Many of you are familiar with 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians.
什么叫哥林多前书啊？
What is 1 Corinthians?
就是一个不正常的教会。
It is an abnormal church.
什么叫做哥林多后书啊？
What is 2 Corinthians?
哥林多后书就是保罗是一个正常服侍的人。
2 Corinthians speaks of Paul being a normal servant of God.
所以这两卷书摆在我们跟前很清楚，一个不正常，一个正常。
So these two books show us very clearly, one is abnormal, one is normal.
这个正常人呢，就希望把那个不正常变成正常。
The normal one person will try to make the abnormal into a normal situation.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
任何一个时候
at any moment,
我们从不正常变成正常就是见证。
Whenever we can turn from an abnormal situation and become normal, that is testimony.
所以这个见证呢，不是光一个道理。
So testimony is not just a teaching.
我们这些日子常常讲耶稣基督的见证。
We often speak that Christ is the testimony.
什么叫耶稣基督的见证呢？
What does it mean that Christ is the testimony?
就是你这个人越来越像主了。
It means that we have become more like Christ.
圣灵的工作就是把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
The work of the Holy Spirit changes us to look more like His Son.
为什么？因为在神的眼中，只有他的儿子是正常的。
Because in God's eyes, only the Son is.Normal.
所以你越多像他的儿子，你越多正常。
So more, the more alike we are with the Son of God, the more normal we are.
所以我们在今天这个不正常的环境里面。
So in an abnormal situation.
在这个不正常的教会的光景当中。
In an abnormal church condition.
什么时候我把正常的光景摆出来，就是见证。
Whenever we bring forth a normal condition, then that is testimony.
不是你讲的高明了，讲的多，就是你是见证，不是的。
And it doesn't mean that the more you speak, the more appearances that you make, that is testimony.
So, 弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
基督徒要过正常的生活，做正常的人，必须随灵而行。
For a Christian to live a normal life, we need to walk in the Spirit.
所以保罗在加拉太书特别告诉我们。
So Paul in the book of Galatians tells us,
既然我们已经蒙恩得救，
even though we are already saved,
你就要随灵而行。
We need to walk in the Spirit.
他说这样你就不活在那个情欲的败坏里面。
Then we will not live in a defiled situation.
那个情欲的败坏就是不正常的情绪。
That defiled situation is an abnormal situation.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要感谢我们的主。
So we need to thank our God.
在他的救恩中已经给我们极大的福气。
That in his salvation he has given us such a great blessing.
每一个基督徒都可以过正常生活。
That every Christian can live a normal life.
每一个基督徒都可以做正常人。
That every Christian can be a normal man.
老师跟你讲，你如果真正学会跟从灵啊，
If you can truly follow the Spirit,
哎呀，你也不需要读那一大堆东西，那么怎么做父母，怎么做儿女，怎么交朋友，怎么婚姻呢？这都不需要。
You don't need to read all of those self-help books on how to be a good husband, have a good marriage, how to teach your kids and raise your kids.
啊，你们说，哎呦，是真的吗？你讲的太简单了吧？是，就这么简单。
You might say, well, that's too simple, and it's true. It is that simple.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
神给我们的恩典，
God has given us grace.
我们要学会来运用它。
We need to learn to use him.
那么呢，在这里我们再加上一个点。
And here I'd like to add another point.
那么我们这一面，我们怎么样的能够进入一个好的随灵而行的生活呢？
How can we enter into this good condition of walking in the Spirit?
保罗在罗马书十二章第二节告诉我们，需要有奉献的生活。
Romans 12 verses 1 and 2 say that we need to have a life of offering.
简单的来说，奉献就是把自己交出去。
Simply speaking, offering means that we give ourselves away.
如果你不肯交出去，
if we cannot give ourselves away,
你就很难随灵而活。
Then we cannot walk in the Spirit.
你知道，属灵的事情很特别。
Spiritual things are unique.
属灵的事情是不是靠自己的力量？
Spiritual things do not rely on our own strength.
是另外一个力量来支配你。
There is another strength that controls us.
我们很多基督徒不太明白这一个。
And many Christians don't believe this.
因为我们呢，从出生到现在，我们活在自己里面活惯了。
Because from birth until now, we have lived according to our own desires, and we are.
我刚刚讲就是我想、我喜欢、我决定。习惯了。
We are used to the I want, I need, and I will.
现在变成我不能想，我不能喜欢，我不能决定，哇，这个很难呢。
Now all of a sudden it's I cannot want, I cannot do this, and we're not used to it.
让另外一个力量来支配我。
We allow another power to control us.
我们里面所有的肉体都反对。
And all of our flesh contradicts this.
但是弟兄姊妹，你要知道。
But brothers and sisters,
这个看起来好像是牺牲的。
Even though on the outward, this looks like a,
其实是有福的。
It looks like a disappointment, but it is,
我不晓得
in fact, it is a blessing.
你们做基督徒感觉怎样？
I don't know how you guys feel about this.
我这个已经蒙恩得救已经五十年了。
I've been saved a believer for about 50 years.
你想想，哇，半个世纪过去了，五十年呢。
That a half a century.
哎呀。我不知道你的感觉如何。
I don't know how you feel.
我活在自己里面，实在活得很厌烦。
That when I live in myself, it truly is tiring.
Tired, yeah. Very tired.
Very tired.
Yeah. 我活在自己的里面，真是活得厌烦。
And it truly is tiring living in myself.
所以这些年日，我常常在主面祷告，主啊，愿你管理我，你来管理我。
And through these years, I begged the Lord, may you control me.
我看见很多人好像还不太愿意要主管，你主你少管我， leave me alone, 我最好我自己做自己的。
And many people will say to the Lord, Lord, I want to live my own life, leave me alone.
弟兄姊妹们，这是不智慧的。
And this is one who lacks knowledge or wisdom.
所以保罗说，如今活着的不再是我，是他在我里面活着。哎呀，多么美好的生活！
Where Paul would say, it is no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. What a wonderful thing.
你如果这样，你真是很喊哈利路亚。
And with this, you can say hallelujah.
弟兄姊妹，你阿们吗？
Do you amen this?
不敢讲。
You guys are afraid to say it.
阿们吗？
Do you amen?
阿们，对呀。 我们喜欢这样的生活。
We need to desire this life.
巴不得他来管理我。
That we would desire that he would control us.
哇，他一管理，你看我多安息啊。
When he controls me, then I'm at
你就什么都不需要管了，都好不好呢？
We don't have to worry about anything.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个是有福的生活。
This is a life of blessing.
所以我们需要过奉献的生活。
So we need to live a life of offering.
不要老是一想到奉献想到牺牲想到哎呀赏损失什么不不不弟兄姊妹们这是蒙福的
Don't think that when we talk about offerings that there, it limits us or it, it's tiring
所以在罗马书第十二章第一第二节里面
But in Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2
需要你肯这样奉献
If you are willing to present yourselves in offering
他说你这样侍奉是理所当然的你的服侍 就对了
And it says that your sacrifice is acceptable, and this is correct.
你心意更新而变化，你不效法这个世界。
And when you walk in the Spirit, then you are not of this world.
侍奉生活都得自由。
Service and daily life, you have freedom.
所以呢，我们愿意把我们这个己交出去。
We are, need to be willing to offer, depart from our, the self.
学着不再自己做主。
That we need to learn to not be our own Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
主就在我们里面可以为我们做主。
Then God in us can be, truly be Lord.
神的灵就可以进入侍奉进入生活。
And the Spirit of God can then lead us into service and into a proper daily life.
啊，我刚刚开头讲了一个例子，对吧？
In the beginning I gave an example.
那么也许有的弟兄姊妹听了觉得这个也没什么吧。
Maybe some of you have heard my example and you thought, well, this is not a big deal.
但是我可以真的告诉你，那天晚上我真的很紧张啊。
But I can truthfully say that that evening I was very, very anxious.
真的压力很大。
And there was true stress and pressure.
感谢主。
But thank God.
你只要随灵而行。
When we walk in the Spirit.
主能解决我们所有一切的问题。
The Lord can resolve all of our questions and problems.
所以呢，主告诉我们说，背十字架跟从主就是否认自己 ，deny yourself.
So the Bible tells us that when we follow the Lord, we need to deny ourselves.
那意思说呢，当你的魂呢不再支配你，灵就可以支配你了。
That when the we need to allow the Spirit to control our soul.
当这个魂呢在灵的支配底下的时候呢，我们身体的欲望就被压制住，被制死。
That when the spirit is able to control our soul, then our soul is able to put down the desires of the body.
我们常常读但以理书的时候啊。
When we read, the book of Daniel.
哦，我们说但以理真是爱神。
We say that Daniel is one who truly loved the Lord.
哇，他真的是这个肯牺牲啊。
And he's one who was very,
sacrifice.
He made a lot of sacrifice.
那么他肯受苦。
He was willing to suffer.
你看到了这个巴比伦的王宫里面。
That when he went into the palace of the Babylon.
哇，可以吃王吃的宴席，我们都羡慕的不得了，对不对
？That he could have access to the king's wine and food.
哎，可以喝王所喝的酒。
He could have access to the king's wine.
如果今天是我们的话呢？哎呀，我真的是觉得自己很荣耀。
If it was us today, we would think, "Wow, what a wonderful thing!"
他居然说，不要用这些东西来玷污我。你看这什么意思啊
？He would actually say, "Do not allow these things to defile me."
弟兄姊妹，你知道但以理说这句话什么意思吗
？What did it mean when Daniel said this？
因为但以理已经看见一件事情。
Because Daniel saw something。
整个巴比伦。
That all of Babylon。
整个外邦的世界。
That all of the world。
是不正常的。
It was abnormal。
我不要让这个不正常的影响我，把我变成不正常。
I don't want this abnormal world to cause me to become abnormal.
所以拒绝这些东西。
So he resisted from these things.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们来看，这是奉献的生活。
Today we look at that, and that is a life of offering.
其实，但以理愿意随灵而行。
And Daniel was willing to walk in the Spirit.
所以你看，在当代，神因着这个人活在灵的里面，神把他提高到何等。
And at that time, he allowed Daniel to live in this way and to be elevated to his position.
我再说,
I'll say again, we are the children of God.
We are
not of this world.
We
need to live above this world.
弟兄姊妹, whenever
we can live above this
你要随灵而行,
world, we need to live and walk in the Spirit. Otherwise, we'll be trampled on by the world. Whenever we are able to live above this world, we bring glory to God. Whenever we are trampled on by the world, then we have disgraced God.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
随灵而行,
walk in the Spirit.
这是一个非常基要的真理,
this is a very basic truth.
但是非常重要,
but it is very important.
但愿在主回来的日子之先,
and may before the Lord return, may we all learn to walk in the Spirit.
好叫我们能有好的服侍,
that we can have good service,
有正常的生活,
a normal life,
让我们能够焕然的建筑,
and then we can confidently come before God.
我们请弟兄姊妹再一同来唱237首,
let's go ahead and sing a hymn 237 again. Can we all stand and sing?
唱完之后呢, 我们有几分钟的时间呢, 开放给弟兄姊妹大家一同来祷告。
And after we sing this hymn, we'll open the time up for some prayers.
啊, 若是你里面有感动,
if you are moved within,
啊, 请你用简单的祷告, 好吧, 不必要祷告很长, 简单的祷告, 带着我们, 我们多几位弟兄姊妹能够开口祷告。
May we have several brothers and sisters offer up a simple prayer.
啊, 我们一起来唱。
Let's sing this together.
啊, 主, 我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
你的救恩何其宝贵,
your salvation is precious.
你在这个败坏的世界中,
that in this corrupt world,
you have
saved us abnormal people.
你不仅把你自己的生命给我们,
you not only gave us your own life,
你也使我们的灵活过来了,
but you resurrected our spirit.
你的话告诉我们,
your word tells us
我们应当随灵而行,
that we need to walk in the Spirit.
什么时候我们能够随灵而行,
and whenever we walk in the Spirit, then we have freedom in our service.
什么时候我们随灵而行,
whenever we walk in the Spirit, then our life is normal.
主啊,
Lord, we truly thank you. And with joy, we submit ourselves to you.
愿你得住我们,
may you gain us completely.
好叫我们今生今世在地上,
That each moment of our lives,
在这个不正常的环境里,
in this abnormal world,
能为你做美好的见证,
may we be a good testimony.
我们谢谢你早晨与我们众人同在,
thank you for being with us this morning.
垂听我们的祷告,
please hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名,
we pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.